Now, verse 15. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, and they that test God are even delivered. They can tempt God and get by with it in that day. And it looked that way. But Habakkuk found out God was moving and moving in the life of the nation and was going to judge them. I'm of the opinion that if we could see back of the scenes and see the wheels of God that are moving today, we would cry out to God to have mercy, because I think he's moving, but we don't seem to recognize it. Verse 16, then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. In other words, there was a little remnant that loved God, and they met together, and they feared the Lord, and they spoke one to another. It was fellowship they were having. And the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Now, running all the way through Scripture, there is this idea that God keeps books. Now, if you think that I think he's got a book up there that he's writing, and I don't think so. God never forgets, and he doesn't need that book. And I don't think he even has an IBM computer up there. I don't think he needs that at all. If he has anything, I guess it would be a computer. But what does it mean here that a book of remembrance was written before him? Now we're going to find out, and when we get to Revelation, there's a danger of it being rubbed out. That mean you can lose your salvation? I don't think so. Now, very frankly, that's one of the difficult passages in the book of Revelation to understand, when he goes on to say that he is apt to erase their name. I'll blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father. He that overcometh, he shall be clothed in white raiment. I'll not blot out his name. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion today because of what we have here. If you feel like that God has a set of books up there that he's keeping, I don't think so. But very frankly, the only way you and I can understand this is because of that figure of speech. I can understand that he puts down in the book of life those that are saved. And I can understand that he can put down in a book those that receive a reward or some recognition. It makes it clear to me. But I don't believe that God has a literal book up there. He may have. We're told in the last part of the book of Revelation, when the lost are brought, that the books were open. And there were several of them there. And there was the book of those that were saved. Now, I want to put it like this, that it's more or less like a report card that I used to get in school. You get a report card if you're a student. That's all the requirement. All you had to do is enroll. Now, you get in the Lamb's Book of Life by accepting Christ as your Savior. And that will never be removed. Now, in that report card that he has of you, you're now in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're enrolled. Now you're going to start making grades. And he's going to put down how you're doing about your Bible study. What is he giving you on that? Are you making A's these days? Are you failing the course? And then how is your life? How is your service for him? I think all of these things he takes note of, and that they are recorded. Now, I believe that when he says their names are removed from the book of life to the church in Sardis, that their names blotted out, that it has to do with service, because that's what he's talking about there. It's the service that they render. And I think that many of us will get a report card, and we're going to get one. But, you know, some are going to be a failure in the Christian life. Paul put it like this, that our works are to be tested. Now he says it's to be tested by fire. Now if a man's works wood, hay, and stubble, and all consumed by fire, will he be saved? Paul says, sure, he'll be saved so as by fire. There'll be a lot of people in heaven going to smell like they were bought at a fire sale. And they were. Brand plucked from the burning, if you please. They did nothing. Nothing was put on the report card. So that what we have here, that book of remembrance, God just doesn't need to remember things because he is the one who really has a computer mind. It's all there. And that is what I think that he's talking about here. A book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. In other words, the record now is of their works, their service, their love for him. Those are the things. Salvation is free. It's by faith, never by works. Now, after you've been saved, your works really begin to count. That's when they really begin to count, and they become all important. So that's the reason that I have dwelt on that, because this book of remembrance is a very beautiful and wonderful thing. Now, you find that it's mentioned elsewhere in the Old Testament. You go back to Psalm 56, and it's verse 8, and I'll read it. And this is a lovely verse. Thou tellest my wanderings. The Lord knows exactly where you've been all the time. Maybe your neighbors don't know, your church members don't know, and the pastor doesn't know. God knows. The darkness is light to him. He knows where you've been. He knows what you've done. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. And I think that's one of the loveliest things. My friend, when I think of that godly mother that's weeping because of a wayward child, God put those tears in a bottle. Can you imagine it? How wonderful. He's taken note of that. And this man that has served God and then has been disappointed by his brethren, the way they've treated him, and he's wept tears of it. God says, I put those tears in a bottle. And then he says here, are they not in thy book? You see, there's a book that records our life, friends. I've always felt that it probably is going to be a sort of a movie. I think that he'll run the movie through for us. You'll see your life from birth to the death. It'll all be there. It won't be what the preacher said at the funeral about how wonderful you were and what a great church member you were. He's just going to run it just like it was. And I don't know about you. I don't want to see mine. But I guess we'll have to take a look at it someday. Now let me read. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Isn't that a lovely way? God's going to make up his jewels. And the church is going to be there. The church is the pearl of great price. Israel never valued pearls very much. Gentiles always have. And so the pearl of great price is the church. God's going to make up his jewels someday. There'll be a lot of them. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. This remnant during this time. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. We're living in a day as they lived, and it will be at the end of the age. You won't be able really to tell the righteous from the unrighteous. And it's difficult today to tell who really are the saved.